A lively Saturday morning in the KSRO greenhouse. It is Garden Talk. It is live, as always, with Steve Garner and Gwen Kilcher. Gwen co-writes the popular Plant Doctor column, the diagnostic column, and when people write in with questions and problems, either her or Dana Lozano answer those questions, as they have for over 25 years in the paper. But if you'd like to talk to Gwen one-on-one, we've got her all for you this morning, 9 to 11. She's all yours. You get a one-on-one tutorial and private conversation, well, as private as few people listening out there in radio land it can be, at 636-1350. If you have a question about a diagnostic issue, fungal problem, a bug problem, if you want a plant ID, send us a photo. Or if you're looking for a landscaping solution or suggestions for what to plant in this heat, please let us give you some feedback. Steve at ksro.com for any email questions or photos, or 636-1350. Join the conversation this hour. At 11:05, we move from the greenhouse to the KSRO kitchen with Chef John Ash as we welcome Andrew Junjigian. Andrew is the executive editor for Cooks Illustrated magazine, one of the best, if not the best, cooking magazine on the newsstands. And there's a brand new Cooks Illustrated book on cooking vegetables, 720 photographs and over 500 recipes. It is the best vegetable cooking book we've seen in quite a number of years. We have a copy of that great new book for one lucky Good Food Hour listener. That's today in the KSRO kitchen with Chef John Ash. If you're looking for dahlias, we have the place to go, and that's in Petaluma, California. Our friends down at Aztec Dahlias, their annual dahlia plant sale is today and tomorrow. They don't do this very often. Nope. We've had the dahlia folks in the KSRO greenhouse a couple times over the past couple of years. It's from 10 to 4 today. The location is 2478 East Washington Street. It's Aztec Dahlias. They have over 60 varieties of specialty dahlias. You really don't find anywhere. Perfect size for planting now. They're the exact plants that they use in their gardens, and they have a gorgeous effect. They also, if you go to their website, Aztec Dahlias, you can see the color photos, which I printed out for you, Gwen, so you could look at these beautiful color photos. The Breakout, Wind Sensation, Myrtle's Brandy, the Tyler James, the Polka, Arabian Nights, A.C. Devon, Chimicum Katie, John's Woodland, Wild Thing, Cornell, and lots more. So remember, the next opportunity is not going to be until July, and they do not ship plants. You need to go directly to the farm.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Boy, these dahlias are so... Do you grow dahlias, Gwen?
I am now, only because my friend Jim Lang gave me 6 of his top dahlia tubers, and so... They're all potted up, and they're starting to sprout, and they're looking good. And so he gives talks on dahlias through the Master Gardener Library
That's
series.
Right.
So if you don't get your questions answered at the Aztec Dahlia Place, then check out when the library series is going to be when he talks about dahlias.
I just got an email. Steve, repeat the address. It's Aztec Dahlias, 2478 East Washington Street, Petaluma, California. And that's where it dead ends at Adobe Canyon Road, right there in Petaluma.
Yeah. Adobe Road and...
In East Washington.
Wait, East Washington and Adobe Road.
Right there at that corner, right there at that intersection. And there'll be good signage for you. Hi, Steve. Hi, Gwen. We just got this email, Gwen. Looks like Fuji apple tree. What is it? Some type of fungus growing on my Fuji apple tree. Let's look at that. And how to treat it.
You have to give me some notice here. So
I'm sorry. Well, we're just looking at this here. She sent us a couple photos.
Oh, no. Well, it looks like if you take cotton candy and make little balls out of it and squish it all over your plant, it looks like cottony cushion scale.
Oh, yeah. Ooh.
That's what it looks like. It's an insect. It's a scale. It's one of those many types of scales that we talked about earlier. So this one loves apples, wisteria, Maybe cotone aster.
And it's white. It looks like cotton balls.
Yeah, like
it, almost
like cotton candy, cotton. And you squish it and
yeah.
stick it on the leaves and the stems. Well, there's a lot of stuff going on here. Oh, that's a pain. It's a pain in the neck to get rid of that guy. But you do want to get rid of them because this cottony cushion scale can suck the life out of your plants. So what I would do, if this was my tree, I would get my disposable gloves on. I would get a nice, stiff paintbrush. And here's where I would use the alcohol, Steve. Get a container and put some rubbing alcohol in it and dip your paintbrush in it and brush... brush this cottony stuff off, because that cotton is, again, it's protective covering. So mm-hmm. that would be the easiest way to get rid of them. It's not going to hurt your trees or anything. Or if you want, you can get a spray nozzle and put it on full force and just blast it and kill them that way. The ones that are close to the apples, of course, you probably want to be careful and not spray too hard where you're going to knock off your young apples. But you can try yeah. spraying it with a moderately hard spray of water. See if that works. If not, if you want to be really aggressive, get the alcohol, the paintbrush, and brush it. But if you can't get to the parts of the infected parts up high in the tree, that's when your spray of, you know, water will work.
But some people actually put the alcohol in a spray bottle and spray the isopropyl alcohol.
Now, that's going to take a long time to work, just yeah. because this cottony stuff is a protective covering. So I would get the paintbrush, because then you're going to break into that coating, that covering of theirs, and
here's the cool thing. It's almost instantaneous. They start turning brown after you spray them with the rubbing alcohol, almost within a couple minutes. You actually see a change.
Really?
Yeah, it's that quick. I'm looking at some photos on someone's citrus tree of cottony cushion right now and showing within minutes after spraying with isopropyl, the color of the cushiony scale actually is turning brown.
Okay.
So it's pretty quick.
You can try that, and even turn your spray bottle so it has a stream instead of a spray, and see if that's effective too.
And they say you need to check back to look underneath the leaves and see if there's any more activity.
Yeah, you should do that with all insect and disease problems, because just because you think you've taken care of the problem and you've gotten rid of everything, you've missed a few spots, and then here's the population still ready to, you know, take over again. So you do watch your plants, monitor them, see if you see any new activity coming on, and the sooner you get it done, the sooner you're going to take care of this problem.
So it's a nuisance.
It looks like cottony stuff on the branches, on the leaves, and it looks like an older tree too. And because there's so much of this, I'll bet that's been there for a while. And just now that it's become, you know, a lot of it was brought to her attention.
Okay, and it will work, but you need to be thorough, because they can be on the bottom of the leaves too, right?
Yeah.
Not just the top, so you need to look.
Yeah, well, you can only do what you can do with this size of the tree. So that's why I'm saying, you know, you get your paintbrush or your spray or however you want to do it. And when you see more activity going on, like more white cottony stuff happening, just get out there and nail it again.
And you shouldn't dilute it. It's straight concentrate.
Straight alcohol.
Don't dilute it with water.
Yeah.
Okay, there's your answer. If you need further information, call us back, and good luck about your Fuji apple tree.
Yeah, Rhonda, you've got your work cut out for you on that one.
Do we usually see cottony scale on apple trees?
Oh, yeah.
It is fairly common?
Yeah, it's probably one of the more common plants that this stuff, that this insect goes on.
Okay, there is your answer, Amy. If you need further info, as I mentioned, just shoot us another email, steve@ksrdo.com, or give us a call for a one-on-one conversation at 636-1350. We can take more calls. We can take emails. Nobody on hold at this moment. 636-1350 for Gwen Kilcher, who's helped thousands of folks in her newspaper column and thousands of folks live on KSRO for the last 12 years answering gardening questions. You can reach her right now with no waiting.
Windsor hears FM News Talk KSRO on Crystal Clear FM at 103.5.
Come to the Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market, voted Best Farmers Market. You'll find garden starts, the best produce this season from Singing Frogs, Bernier, Armstrong Valley, and Lantern Farm. The Beet Generation has a large selection of fresh-made pasta, Savor Farm fresh eggs, delicious cheeses, and fresh fruit, apricots, peaches, nectarines, strawberries, and cherries. Discover quality beef, pork, lamb, and duck. Anna's fresh seafood and Franco's freshly made sausages. The best choices of food vendors, the Greengrocer's Farm Fresh Menu, Lata's Indian Cuisine is returned with their exotic dishes, and Ellie's Kitchen provides fabulous homemade Mexican food. Santa Rosa's original certified farmers market at the Luther Burbank Center for the Arts is open year-round, Wednesdays and Saturdays, 8:30 to 1 p.m. Thank you, Sonoma County, for voting them number one. The Santa Rosa original certified farmers market, where it's always fresh, local, and fun.
Sonoma Clean Power, Pacific Gas and Electric Company, and the Bay Area Air Quality Management District continue to partner to help homeowners affected by the 2017 fires. The Advanced Energy Rebuild Program can save you thousands while rebuilding a more efficient home. The program offers incentive packages up to $17,500 for property owners in both Sonoma and Mendocino counties through December 31st, 2019. Learn how installing efficient appliances, extra insulation, and advanced heating and cooling systems can save money and increase safety, all while reducing your carbon footprint. But don't delay. This program ends December 31st or when program funds are depleted, whichever comes first. For more information, visit SonomaCleanPower.org/AER. Your home, your choice. Rebuild, save money, and add efficiency. Visit SonomaCleanPower.org/AER. Brought to you by Sonoma Clean Power, Pacific Gas and Electric Company, and the Bay Area Air Quality Management District.
Real estate in the North Bay is as diverse as its residents. From young families to retirees, you want a real estate professional that knows the region and can get you what you want with the least amount of hassle. Allison Norman of Keller Williams fits the bill.
Need to move mom and dad? Need to sell the house to pay for their care? With extensive experience in senior relocation, estate liquidation, trust, and probate, I can help ease the strain of relocating an aging parent or settling an estate after the loss of a loved one. I'm connected with senior move managers and realtors locally and across the country for a smooth transition when relocating to a care facility or out of the area.
Allison is involved in giving back in our community too.
I've adopted a care, serve, give business practice, allowing me to give back to the communities I serve and the causes most important to my clients. Through Care, Serve, Give, I donate a charity you select at the close of every escrow.
Call Allison at 707-799-3617. Online at allisonnorman.kw.com.
KSRO, AM, FM, and online. Depend on it.
It is Garden Talk. It is live at KSRO. And Amy, we have a retraction from Gwen after further brain search. Gwen is revising her diagnosis.
Wait, this is Rhonda.
Rhonda. I'm sorry.
Okay. You know when you say something on air and then in the back of your head it doesn't sound right and it's just like sticking with you? So I said it was cottony cushion scale on her apple tree, on her Fuji apple. It's
yes.
Not. It's woolly apple aphid, which is an aphid, not a scale.
But it is a cushiony white. It's cushiony white. The photo is white and cushiony, but it's different.
Yeah. And you know, when we were talking earlier about the scale on the cherry tree, I had scale in my head. And so I'm thinking cottony cushion scale. And I'm like, you know what? That is not sounding right. So as I was sitting here thinking, I told you, wait. So Rhonda, you have woolly apple aphids on your apple tree, which is much easier to get rid of than that cotton cushion scale.
Okay.
So forget that other, those words. So If this was on my tree, I would just get a strong spray from the hose and just stand there and send them off to China with the spray of water. That should be enough to kill them. Yes, as Steve said earlier, keep an eye out for new white growth coming out, because they hide in the nooks and crannies of the cracks and crevices of the tree, of the branches, and then the bark and everywhere. So do the best you can with a strong spray of water. Usually ladybugs and other beneficial insects will come along and eat them as well. But at this stage, these guys managed to get away from them. So woolly, apple, aphid.
There's your answer,
And when
Rhonda.
I said it was on wisteria and cotoneaster and stuff, I'm like, wait a minute. It was on my wisteria, and I didn't have cottony cushion. Woolly apple aphid. Sorry.
That's it. So it's woolly apple aphid, Rhonda.
Shoot. Good thing I caught it.
Well done. 636-1350 or Steve at KSRO. Kathy, welcome to Garden Talk, calling from Cloverdale this morning. What can we do for you? Hi.
Well, hi. Hi. In the last storms and winds and everything, I lost a very large oak tree, which shaded my whole patio.
Oops.
And so I'm wondering how should I clean up the site, and what would grow really fast? I know oak trees grow takes forever, but any suggestions?
So you're looking for a replacement shade tree, deciduous, evergreen?
Yes.
What? One that loses its leaves in the winter, or one that stays green all the time?
One that stays green all.
Well, of course, you'd have to pick the harder one.
Well, I need my shade.
Yeah. Where is this located in your yard? In the backyard near your patio, you said? How far away from the patio? How big can the tree get? Well, I guess pretty big since
you're
an oak
tree. Well, I think it was about 30 feet.
30 feet.
So
okay.
It can get pretty big.
Do you want a big shrub-looking plant instead of a tree? Or does it have to be a tree?
Well, I prefer a tree, but we need something that's going to grow fairly fast.
Yeah,
it gets really hot here in Cloverdale.
Yeah, I know. The problem with evergreen trees is that they grow a lot slower than deciduous trees, but they just have a slow and steady growth pattern to them. Grecian laurel would be one of the faster growing ones that I can think of. There's the arbutus, the madrone variety called Marina. That would be another one that would do well up there.
A madrone?
Yeah, it's a variety. It's a hybrid of our native madrone, and it's a variety called Marina, M-A-R-I-N-A, Marina. And then there's also, the Grecian laurels. It's not your bay laurel, which is another native. This one you can use the leaves for cooking and your sauces and whatnot.
Uh-huh.
Let's see up there. So, how about what's a nice tree would be incense cedar. That has low branches, though. That's like a big, giant, teardrop-shaped tree. Incense cedar.
Mm.
What else is out there? It's faster growing.
I know that it's not what I'm looking for, really, but my neighbor has fruitless mulberries.
Yeah.
Trees that he has, and they seem to grow really fast.
Yeah, that's deciduous.
I mean, I know they lose their leaves, yeah.
So, do you want a citrus tree, though?
No, she said
citrus?
A fruitless mulberry.
No.
Oh, mulberry. Uh-huh.
Mulberry. You'd need to watch the watering, especially up there where it gets pretty darn hot. You want to make sure that you give that tree enough water and mulch the ground around it so that holds water in for a longer time. And yeah, that would be a very fast growing tree. Not evergreen, but if you like that tree, that would be fine. So you've got a few choices there. Another one, write down Chitalpa. C-H-I-T, as in Tom, A-L, P as in Peter, A, Chitalpa. It's a cross between two different types of trees. One has, there's a variety that has white flowers on it, another one that has pale pink flowers. That's a moderately fast-growing evergreen type tree.
And did you already say Leyland cypress?
No, you don't want to grow that one.
Why is that?
That lives young.
I'm sorry, could you spell that one again one more time?
C is in candy.
Yeah.
H-I-P is in, no, C-H-I-T as in Tom, A-L-P is in Peter, A, Chitalpa.
Okay, I've heard of a Chitalpa. Okay.
Well, yeah, there's Chitalpa, and then there's something else, and they crossed these two trees and came up with this one.
And would flowering dog be one? Not
she's up in Cloverdale in full sun, and yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, totally full sun all around my whole house. I really needed that tree.
Yeah, yeah. Well, check those out. Yeah. I mean, you could even, well, no, it's deciduous.
Would a willow work or no? Not even.
So that loves water.
Oh, yeah.
So check those out. And if you don't like any of them, then call us back next week and I'll come up with some other ideas. But those are a few that I just throw off the top of my head.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
All right. Okay, Kathy?
All right, well.
All right, good luck.
Yeah. Good luck. All right, thanks. I'll need it.
Okay. Okay. Make sure your soil's well prepared and you're going to dig no deeper than the depth of the root ball of that pot, that potted plant, okay?
Uh-huh.
Just dig the hole wider, but not any deeper than the depth of the root ball.
How well do I need to clean out the area where the oak tree was?
Well, what do you have, leaves and twigs and stuff all over?
Well, it just kind of broke off, you know, I mean, at the ground.
The tree just slipped
over.
Well, so the tree is gone, right?
Oh, yeah, totally gone.
Okay, so there's nothing really to clean up except if you have any big branches or anything unsightly. Otherwise, leave all the dried up leaves there, and that'll break down and add some, organic matter to the soil.
Yeah, there's no leaves. There's no leaves.
Okay. Just, well, then I think, you know.
Broken wood.
Yeah. Then get rid of anything that's in the way of your planting the tree.
Yeah.
Whatever you don't want to look at. Put it this way. Whatever you don't want to look at, get rid of. Okay?
Yeah. Okay.
Good luck.
Thanks for your call. And would another inappropriate choice be arborvitae? Would that not work either?
No. That's a shrub. She's looking for trees.
And that won't get big enough. Arborvitae. She wants something that's, 30, 40 feet tall?
I mean, that's
going to
be more columnar looking. I said incense cedar because it's big. But that's just a no.
Okay, Kathy. But those are two. But you gave her a lot, at least a half dozen good choices.
Yeah, and I was going to say camphor, but that's a real slow growing tree. So she doesn't want that one.
Good morning, Diane. Welcome to Garden Talk live at KSRO. What can we do for you this morning?
Oops.
Well, I guess we're not going to be able to do anything for Diane. Diane, give us a call back at 636-1350. And Diane did call us back on another line. Hi, Diane. Welcome back.
I don't know. Can you hear me now?
Yes, we can.
Oh, great. Thanks. I'm rebuilding my house after the fire, and I want to replant all my roses. But the deer, I know you've probably answered this question many times, but is there anything that's effective away from rose bushes?
Yeah, putting in a big fence.
A fence, of course.
Excluding them, of course. That's number one. I know what's been very successful is that liquid fence.
Yes.
But it smells. So instead of you smelling your lovely fragrance of the roses, you're going to be smelling rotten eggs and garlic and whatever else that's mixed up in.
But the important thing about using that is when you plant the roses, you need to start using the liquid fence right away because the deer are going to start browsing. So if they get the message right away that this is a stinky, horrible, repellent plant, they won't be back. Some people, you're saying no, Gwen, but the chances are much better if you start with it and not wait till they've already started browsing and saying, oh, I got to get out there and do something. They already realize that you need to imprint that these roses stink really badly, don't come back. Nothing's foolproof, but liquid fence has gotten a pretty good reputation for being reliable. I'm sorry, we couldn't.
As soon as you plant your roses, you spray the liquid fence on the roses. So as Steve was saying, right, they know something is different out there, and they're going to walk over to it and go, oh, these things smell. And that's the the reason why you use that. But you have to use it all the time. I mean, all the time. You do. So why not plant something that the deer don't like and put the roses in containers, maybe someplace that they're excluded from?
Is that what do you suggest that the deer don't like? What do you suggest?
A lot of those strong-smelling plants, like all the salvias, all those guys, your lavenders, rosemaries, although you are in a fire area, you don't want to go with, you know, those oily plants, but salvias would be really nice.
Okay.
You know, there's so many varieties to choose from. You know, what else is out there? There's that Euryops daisy that nobody really talks about anymore, that yellow flowering shrub. They look like, yeah, the yellow daisies. There's tons of them on the plant. It's a rounded, mounded-looking growth habit. And one variety has dark green leaves. The other one has grayish leaves. Those are really pretty. Those would work.
That's a good idea. Okay, great. Thank you.
Okay, Diane. Okay. So liquid fence, good product, but you need to make sure you keep up with the spraying, certainly upon planting and then with regular intervals to make sure they stay away. Okay.
Plant them in another area and go with more deer-proof
Diane
tolerant.
seemed to be pretty wedded to the idea of having those roses in ground. Lori from Santa Rosa, California, it is your turn live at Chaos Arto. Welcome to Garden Talk with Steve and Gwen. Hi, Lori.
Hi there. Good morning.
Morning.
While I was on hold, I thought of a second question, but what I called about is the watering. I wanted to find out what is best time to water, especially in the heat. Is it in the morning or in the evening?
You know, honestly, I'm thinking of, with my experience, I only have time to do what I can do when I do it and this and that. So if your plants are wilting during the heat of the day, then you need to get out there and start watering. You always hear say, you know, water early in the evening, don't water at night because you'll have disease problems and all that kind of stuff. Well, I say when the plant needs it is when you have to water. And if you're on top of the watering and you have a watering schedule, then sure, real early in the morning, you know, 4 or 5, 6 o'clock in the morning would be a good time. But if you can't and you need to have your watering system going on in the evening, all right, fine. The ground is getting wet. Hopefully you're not doing any overhead spraying, which can cause disease problems. Just water when the plants need to be watered. But if, like I said, if you're on a schedule, set your sprinkler system, your irrigation system on for really early in the morning and make sure you have mulch on top of the ground so that holds water in longer and give everybody good deep watering and infrequently, and that'd be the way to go.
And a second question, Lori?
I have some loose chickens in my neighborhood, and they're going around scratching near my plants and stuff, and I was wondering, do you have something I could use to discourage the chickens from scratching around my plants?
Well, I have the same problem, but we do let our chickens roam around, but I don't want them going in my vegetable garden. So we have this little contraption called the scarecrow, and you hook it up to your hose, and you stick the probe into the ground, and you have a setting where it could be very sensitive or not very sensitive. And as it's a motion detector thing. And as the chickens start to get close to where you don't want them to be, that spray water thing comes on. And it starts shooting a horizontal line. You can have it as wide or as narrow of a spray as you want. And it's just like an impulse sprayer. And it goes, and it shoots the water at them, and they all run in the other direction. Works great. They don't want to get their feathers wet. So
okay, great. That's wonderful. Thank you very much.
Okay, unless you want to fence things, yeah. But that can be unsightly and time-consuming. So look for that scarecrow.
All right. Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
Okay, Lori.
So how long is the length from where your water spigot is to where you're putting the scarecrow, Gwen?
Well, I've got let's see. The chicken coop is on the other side of the property. Mm-hmm. They walk across the driveway. They'll walk like 100, 200 feet to get to my vegetable garden.
Okay.
So the scarecrow
Yeah, this
well, my spigot's right there in the garden.
All right. So you've got to run a length of hose, what, 30, 40 feet? How
no,
long?
No, maybe 10, 15 feet.
Oh, you're close enough to a water source.
Yeah, yeah. All close right. enough where, okay, so you can have it anywhere you need in the garden as long as you have a water source, your water faucet. So anyway, no. So then they start coming close to the garden, say within 10 feet. Of the garden, and then the thing will go off.
Got it.
So I set it to very sensitive. So even if a big bird comes and lands in the garden, out of here.
Doc from Petaluma has a question about melons. Welcome to Garden Talk at KSRO. Good morning, Doc.
Good morning. I listen to you guys every week.
I
want to thank you for that guy that you had a couple weeks ago that was talking melons. He was 100% dead on, I'm telling you.
Oh, you called in a while ago, didn't you, about your melons and...
Yep.
Doing something with the can't remember. Some
I put
barriers.
Black plastic over black mesh over the top of the ground, and I put the melon seeds in the ground.
Oh yeah,
and
yeah,
I had 100% germination. Yeah.
Oh, excellent, excellent. Didn't you
I put them in last week, and I had them set up for germination and to sprout this week, and I probably got 100% germination. It's amazing.
So did you start with fresh seeds also?
Yep, sure did.
Okay, because I know after like 3 or 4 years, I've kept my melon seeds, you know, for that long, and the germination rate really starts to drop. So,
I bought fresh ones at Friedman Brothers, and I had actually a couple of batches of melons that I'd eaten over the springtime and saved those and threw those in with them. So I had like three different kinds.
Oh, and which varieties are you growing?
Just a cantaloupe. I forget what the names of them were. There was three different kinds in one pack, and then there was a couple of packs of different ones.
Wow.
And a honeydew melon. One honeydew melon, honeydew. Too.
Okay. Well, you're going to have to keep us posted and tell us of your success with melons growing. And you don't have a gopher problem?
I do, but I've got a barrier underneath, and I've got it rolled up on the edges so they can't get in there. And I've stood up there with a 22 most of the time at night and evenings and stuff in the morning.
Good job. Good.
Well, I'm protected in my garden, I'm telling you. And the second thing, that scarecrow sounds amazing. Where do you get that? I think you get one of those for, when I'm not around during the day.
Oh, shoot. Oh, we've had it for years. I don't know where
we got
it.
Most of the home improvement stores do sell them, some of the big box stores. It's just scarecrow, and if I would just look at them first and see what you think.
I'm going to have to get one of those. That sounds great. I've got two roosters that I've had them since they were eggs, and I grew them last year. They're a year old, and they pal around and they go everywhere, but the one big one, he scratches everything. I mean, he'll rip up a plant, a year-old plant.
Mm-hmm.
They hate to
he
get water.
Trees. He leaves like a bear on a tree, It's unreal.
Yeah, it's been very effective. The feedback from our listeners have been, it does work. Poultry hate to have their wings wet, as Gwen just said, and they'll take off running.
Yeah, I use it all
the
time.
He won't even go out in the rain. This is a big chicken. I mean, he won't even go out in the rain. He hates the rain.
My chickens won't go out in the rain. They hide underneath our vehicles. They come out of the chicken coop and they go under the vehicle and sit there all day.
I got a little hutch outside here by a tent. I live in a tent, and I got him out in the hutch out back, and he crows the first thing in the morning, wakes me up, so I get out doing stuff early.
Good luck, Doc. Ooh. Thanks. Good to hear from you.
Thanks for calling.
Take care. We'll be right back, and we'll dig. We'll actually look into the wonderful world of earwigs.
Join the switch to crystal clear KSRO-FM, 103.5 Santa Rosa, Windsor, 94.5 Petaluma. Hear the difference.
There's a better way to garden and landscape in Sonoma County, and it starts at a Better Way Produce and Nursery on Stony Point Road, just north of Todd in Santa Rosa.
Hi, Daniel R. Gibbs, botanical artist. I'm the award-winning resident licensed landscape designer and contractor. Our team has won first place 14 years in a row at the Sonoma County Fair's Hall of Flowers, and our garden, Coastal Charisma, won Best of Show 2018.
New plants are coming in weekly. Shop the multiple greenhouses, shade houses, and outdoor displays with bulbs, ferns, succulents, hanging baskets, indoor and outdoor plants and trees, many grown on site, all bursting with new growth. Planning to landscape this season or need a design for a rebuild? Ask Daniel about his design services and packages.
A Better Way Produce and Nursery, 3615 Stony Point Road, just north of Todd. A Better Way Produce and Nursery, open 7 days a week, 9 to 4:30.
The North Bay's most innovative makerspace.
What we do here is provide public access to professional grade equipment.
Having a vision
We have a lot to offer: classes, meetups, a great community of folks all doing creative projects.
At 180 Studios in Santa Rosa, if you need it, they have it.
Classroom space, digital fab lab, which includes laser cutter, 3D printer, 3D scanner, and vinyl cutter. We have a computer lab to output to all the various CNC machines. We have an electronics lab, a machine shop, a full wood shop, and welding studio.
Imagine what you can create.
A couple different robotics teams come through. We've had an overland vehicle get developed, rockets, we've had go-karts, cutting boards, you name it.
Industry, art, and education. 180 Studios, a makerspace on Todd Road and 180studios.org.
We're 180 Studios, and we have space for you.
Hi, my name's Christina Stumble, and I own Farm Girl Flowers in San Francisco. With my Spark Cash Card from Capital One, I earn unlimited 2% cash back on all my business purchases. Last year, I redeemed $115,000 in cash back. Yeah, $115,000. And that doubled our digital marketing budget for the summer. Thanks to my Spark Card, we had our best summer yet. Imagine what the Spark Card from Capital One could do for your business. What's in your wallet?
Real Capital One customers pay for real stories. Credit approval required.
After the fires, rains, mudslides, and flooding these past years, the rebuilding has begun. We're drying out and turning the corner. To aid in our community's recovery, Holly's Paint Store is offering contractor pricing on all Benjamin Moore paints and stains purchased in gallons and fives through the end of 2019. That's right, for the rest of the year. Come into Holly's Paints, located on Santa Rosa Avenue between Todd and Hearn, for all your painting projects.
With Sonoma County's most accurate, most dependable forecast, here's Daniel Trucios on the KSRO Weather Watch.
Red flag warning in effect for the North Bay Hills through 5 p.m. Sunday. Today, partly cloudy at 89, 70 on the coast. A few clouds tonight, low 57. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy at 93, 72 in Bodega Bay. Monday, then cloudy at 97, 74 on the coastline. Depend on weather every 30 minutes on FM News Talk 103.5 and 94.5 KSRO.
It's Garden Talk. It is live, and it is KSRO at 11:05. Chef John Ash and me in the KSRO kitchen as we chat with Andrew Janjigian. Andrew is the executive editor for Cooks Illustrated magazine, one of our all-time favorite cooking magazines in the history of publishing. And they have a brand new book on vegetable cooking that is just sensational. When one of you will win a copy of this brand new Cooks Illustrated cookbook guide. It looks like Blair has earwigs. Blair, welcome to the show. Good morning.
How you doing?
Good.
Good. We haven't heard from you in a while.
Yeah, I've been really busy.
Good. What's up?
We got earwigs over here.
Where?
There's a solution for it.
Are they in your vegetable garden or in your shrubs?
They're in the roses.
Oh, in the roses? Oh, that's a pain. What you can do... So the easiest thing to do is to get those little cottage cheese containers or those little shallow yogurt cups. Fill it up most of the way with vegetable oil or any kind of oil, any cheap oil. And then top it off with a couple tablespoons of soy sauce. Mm-hmm. Now you dig a hole and set that container in the ground so the lip, so the ledge of the container is level with the ground. Okay? The soy sauce will attract the earwigs, and they'll be going in there like you can't imagine, thinking they're going to have some Chinese food. And so the oil in there, they get covered with it, and then they drown.
Olive oil and...
Any kind of oil. Not necessarily olive oil, because that's expensive. Any corn oil.
Oh, yes, okay.
Any kind of cheap oil you can find. Okay?
Okay.
Fill it up like two-thirds of the way. A couple tablespoons of soy sauce.
Mm-hmm. Which is an attractant.
And there you go.
And it's
I don't want to ask you, where did you get, you said they're supposed to get some dahlias?
We're not getting dahlias. There's a dahlia sale over at Aztec Dahlias.
In Petaluma.
In Petaluma.
Yeah.
So if you need any, today would be the day to go.
It's on Dutton Avenue, going to Petaluma?
No. On Washington, East Washington and Adobe, right on the corner.
Aztec Dahlias, Washington and Adobe.
You can't miss it.
In Petaluma, Aztec Dahlias. Thanks for your call. We'll take a break. We'll come right back. And we have some photos to identify from Leanne. We'll take a look at those in just a moment. In the meantime, we have cleared the lines. First time since 9:15 this morning. That means you can get in now without having to wait and ask any and all questions of Gwen Kilcher. She's at your disposal. 636-1350.
Traffic on the fives. Weather six times an hour. Sonoma County's morning news with Pat Kerrigan on FM News Talk, KSRO.
Hey there, it's Jeff Davis of On the Wine Road. I think you'll agree, we all like choices. If you're searching for a new or certified pre-owned vehicle, choices are exactly what you'll find at Mercedes-Benz of Santa Rosa. They have about 200 cars in their lot, ready for you to test drive and fall in love with driving all over again. And with that many options, there's a good chance you'll find one within your budget if you're looking for a luxury sport vehicle. Their certified pre-owned vehicles go through a rigorous 165-point inspection and includes 24-hour roadside assistance. The CPO vehicles also come with industry-leading coverage, an unlimited mileage warranty for 1 year that can be extended for up to 2 additional years. And with Mercedes-Benz of Santa Rosa's great selection, you'll have an incredible opportunity to find a sedan or SUV that fits your lifestyle. Visit mbofsantarosa.com or swing by Smothers Mercedes-Benz of Santa Rosa on the Corbiato Row.
Win a Toyota Tacoma, cash, and more this month at Grayton. Play to enter the Tacomas in Cash giveaway on June 28th. Plus, Multiplier Wednesdays, get up to 7 times the points. Thursdays, turn points into slot play and win up to 10,000 cash in the wild winning slot tournaments. Sign up for Grayton Rewards and get up to $500 in free play. Learn more at GraytonResortCasino.com. Complete rules available at the Reward Center.
If you're a pro, you buy big. And when you buy big, you save big at the Home Depot with Pro Bulk pricing on the stuff you need and use every day. Like 5% off fence pickets and 10% off fence panels, plywood, and OSB. Plus, you'll save time not driving all over town for lumber. And that's really big. You work hard enough for your money. Saving it should be easy. Now it is with Pro Bulk pricing on what you need every day. Only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing.
Garden Talk, it's live, it's KSRO in Santa Rosa. Good morning, Steve Gwen. I have some trees. I don't know where to plant them because I don't know what they are. This is from Leanne. She said, first was grown from a seed. Suspect it's a sycamore and a Norway maple, hoping for the latter. Second, I got this from the jail sale when it was 3 feet high. And third, I bought this sapling from my mom's yard in Bakersfield. Well, she's got a lot of different photos here, doesn't she, Gwen?
She does. Okay, well, the easiest one, the one that she got from the jail industry plant sale, that is a fruitless mulberry.
Oh.
So that's going to be big, wide, you know, 30 feet wide, 30, 40 feet tall. Yeah. Why? What? That's the one that you see that gets pollarded every year.
Oh,
people
sure.
People cut all the branches off and you have those nubs on it. That's what they do to fruitless mulberries and sycamores also. So that one, give that lots of room to grow. The other one there that's from a seedling, you said a Norway maple. It's not a sycamore. Oh. Doesn't look like a sycamore. The trunk doesn't look like a sycamore. It could be a sycamore maple or Norway maple. But you said Norway maple for some reason, so we could go with that one. Has a nice fall color. That one also is going to be as big as the fruitless mulberry, so definitely give that one room to grow as well.
Okay.
And then this little transplant that you took from your mom's place or something, you said?
Yeah,
it,
Bakersfield.
That's a good one. That's interesting. It almost looks like a birch of some sort because it has those lanceolated-looking leaves, you know, like sword-looking leaves with little serrations all around them. Little dots, like a kind of an olive-colored trunk. Very thin. It looks like it's about a quarter of an inch or a third of an inch wide. Looks like a very young seedling, that's for sure. I'm not 100% sure on that, but a birch of some sort came to mind. But I wouldn't think you'd see those much down in Bakersfield. So I don't think it's an elm. I'm not 100% sure on that one.
It's interesting, the sawtooth leaves.
Yeah, very. Yeah, which kind of looks like an elm, a birch. What else would it be? I don't know, but I'll check. I'll do some research on this one and get back to you next week, okay, Leanne? Okay. But my suspicion is I would give that some late afternoon shade. And, you know, it's easy to say, oh, well, from the looks of it and this and that, it doesn't look like it's going to get very big. But looks are deceiving. We know a tiny little plant, what it can grow up to be if you don't know what it is. So I'm not taking any guesses on that one yet.
So we'll do a little bit more follow-up next week.
Yeah, hold off on planting that one.
I'm tired of buying rat bait.
You are?
That's what Claudio writes to me. Any fast-acting rat bait that you have tried, Steve? Thanks, Claudio. Well, Claudio, I can tell you I don't use rat bait. If I'm interested in capturing rats, and who isn't, then I use traps. I just don't trust bait, although a lot of them have safeguards, and you can read the directions and the safeguards and precautions about, well, even if a dog ate this, blah, 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 blah. I'm sure all that is accurate. But still, I just don't trust poisons around my property. So I'm a trapper, and the traps work really well. So I'm not the person to answer that question. But I'm sure there's lots of good information on the internet, and probably pest control companies can talk with you about what their methods of controls are. Especially,
yeah.
And I'm assuming I assume he meant outside.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know whether he's talking about inside the garage or something like that, which would be safer to use a rat poison than certainly outside. But I don't know. But I don't use rat bait. Do you use any baits on your property at all?
No, I use peanut butter with a few sunflowers.
Yeah, and your traps.
And traps, yeah.
Okay.
And I anchor the traps down. We drill the little hole through the back part of the wooden rat trap and have one of those hairpin things that you use for irrigation lines, and you stick that down so in case he gets caught, he can't run away with the trap. And
smart.
So stuck. Yeah. But, yeah, and, you know, rat poisons, what they've said years ago that seem to be environmentally friendly and animal friendly, wildlife friendly, haven't been as friendly as they thought. So, yeah, use, and I mean, there's so many things that you could use as bait. So, but the trapping,
in traps. If anyone has experience and really knows rat baits, give me a call.
Oh, you know what? One of these horse riding places that I know, they get these black boxes. It's a bait box, and then there's some bait poison in there, and the rat can go in, but it can't get out. And so, unfortunately, you're stuck with accumulating, I think this box has fit a couple rats in there.
Oh.
And then you have to look in there, and you see that the rats are dead, and then you have to dispose of them. But this horse place, this riding
now,
place uses them.
Now, these traps are bait?
No. It's bait.
It's bait.
But these black boxes,
okay,
like I said, the rats can get in, but they can't get out. So they die inside the box. So you have to be on top of it. So
like the rat motel, they check in, but they can't check out.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. Well, there's some information about that. And that's a lovely way to end the show, isn't it?
Sure. Why not?
Stick around. It's more good listening on the Good Food Hour with Chef John Ash as we move from the greenhouse over to the KS Arnold Kitchen. At noon, it's Clark Wolf. He's at the table. And then at 1 o'clock, Jeff Davis on the wine trail. Lots of good listening all day at KSRO. Coming up on the 22nd of June, we take the show on the road. Haven't been on the road for a bit. We're heading down to the Marin-Sonoma Fair down in Petaluma. We which is the weekend of the 20th and 21st and 22nd and 23rd, 4 days for the Sonoma Marin Fair. It's pretty exciting. And we'll be there on Saturday morning, as always, from 9 to noon. And next week, we'll have some tickets to give away, so make sure you listen to the show next week.
Petaluma hears FM News Talk KSRO on Crystal Clear FM at 94.5.
DJ Sash and Glass is a full-service windows and glass family business that has served Sonoma County since 1960. DJ's makes it easy to replace your old, drafty, hard-to-open windows, improve the look and value of your home with reliable, energy-efficient Milgard replacement windows. You don't have to worry about disposing of your old windows. DJ Sash and Glass makes it easy to get your home improvement project done. And shower doors and enclosures are just a phone call away at DJ's Sash and Glass. DJ specializes in custom shower doors and custom mirrors for your new or replacement bathroom project. Call DJ's Sash and Glass today for windows and your shower door replacement. Add a touch of class to your glass with DJ's Sash and Glass. 2985 Wilgin Court. Call 546-7344 and online at djsglass.com.
This is George Adair with Cross Country Mortgage. If you're in the market to buy a home, this message is for you. My team and I are experts at providing hands-on assistance to getting your home financing done fast and with confidence. Folks, I've been helping people obtain the right financing for nearly two decades. This experience has helped hundreds of homeowners get through some challenging situations. Maybe you're a property investor, or how about a first-time home buyer? Divorces are very complicated, and you need my experience to understand what your mortgage options are. Inherited property or rent-to-own agreements are also my specialty. Financing a home is a huge transaction in your life. When combined with a challenging situation, you need the advice and confidence to do it right. If you're ready for a great lending experience, call 707-583-8100. That's 707-583-8100. Or visit georgiadair.com. That's georgiadair.com.
Cross Country Mortgage, NMLS ID 2039, and George Adair, NMLS ID 245370. Equal housing lender, subject to credit approval.
If you're a pro, you buy big. And when you buy big, you save big at the Home Depot with pro bulk pricing on the stuff you need and use every day. Like 5% off fence pickets and 10% off fence panels, plywood, and OSB. Plus, you'll save time not driving all over town for lumber. And that's really big. You work hard enough for your money. Saving it should be easy. Now it is, with pro bulk pricing on what you need every day. Only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing.
Tune in every Thursday at 12:30 p.m. for Dr. Walter Tom of the Aesthetic Laser and Vein Center on KSRO's Ask the Expert show. Dr. Walter Tom can help create the body you've always wanted with laser body sculpting, skin regeneration, laser and vein therapy, and other specialized treatments. Look younger by Monday with Dr. Walter Tom on KSRO's Ask the Expert show every Thursday on 1350 AM and 103.5 FM KSRO.
KSRO, AM, FM, and online. Depend on it.
Hey, Gwen, you up for next week, Saturday, same place in the greenhouse?
Okay, see you then. Bye, everyone.
All right, stick around, Chef John Ash in the KSRO kitchen following the news. This is KSRO Santa Rosa.